about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does. I want to love you, Lord. I want to wait on you. I want to get close to you. I want to feel your presence. I believe in you, even though I cannot see. Sometimes I feel your power. I feel angels all around me. I am praying on my own. I speak to you, Lord, speaking many words, repeating myself over and over. Of wisdom, the spirit of understanding. The spirit of love, the spirit of faith. The spirit of holiness, the spirit of humility. Sometimes I cannot remember what I pray for. My mind goes blank. Oh God, help me pray the right way. Oh God, help me wait on you. What is the best way to pray? What shall I say now? I need to know what to say. What shall I pray?
Hallelujah. Hey, what do we ask for? We need to know how to pray. Amen. What shall we ask when we pray? Hallelujah. Amen. So listen, we have come now. Hey, I'm telling you, we have surprises. And now we have come to the most important part of your week, of the day. Amen. We are ready for your impartation today, a word from God for you from our very own shepherd. Hey, our very own pastor, our reverend. Let's put our hands together. Let's rise to our feet. Amen. Let's
get Amen.
Our impartation today. Let's welcome Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Wow. Amen. Amen. We are getting ourselves ready for the word as we come before the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, I hear him.
Do you all hear me now?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Well, in Jesus' name. Well, today, as you can see me, I know it's not Valentine, but I'm reminding you of what is about to come next Sunday. Next Sunday is Blood Red Valentine. And it is an awareness of the blood of Jesus Christ and what it did for us. Everyone is supposed to put on the reddest possible, the multiple redded. I have a red hat, a red tie, a red singlet, a red sweater, red microphone. I have a red big apple, a red small apple, a red cup with red communion wine in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I can't tell you. I have red socks. Look, I can't tell you everything because I can tell you how my secret is and all that. But next week, God willing, we are going to give an award to the reddest, multiple reddest person because we are celebrating the blood of Jesus Christ and we are celebrating if the first one is, we are celebrating how much we value the blood. Okay? So the Bible says in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, take heed therefore to yourself and to the flock of God, the flock of God, the flock of Jesus Christ, over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, that we will feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his precious blood. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, if he purchased all of us with the precious blood, then the blood is precious to us. How precious is the blood? Do we drink the blood? No. All we do to make the blood relevant is we present the love of Jesus Christ to people so that they will make sense. And the only use of the blood on this earth after your salvation is to pass it on to other people so that they will be saved. So, ladies and gentlemen, why is the Devonia being showed? Okay. Beautiful. Look at over there. Now, I just want us all to be aware of the fact that this is the most important thing about Valentine's to Christians. When we have celebrated the blood of Jesus Christ and the love of Christ, we can celebrate loving one another. Bible says the first and the number one commandment is love the Lord thy God with all your heart. And the second one, love your neighbor as yourself. So before you go and love your beloved and all, let's love Christ based on the commandment. And so next week, we're celebrating the Valentine by soul winning. So as you come, please come and use the blood of Jesus Christ. Demonstrate the importance of the blood. Bible says, what shall it profit a man if you shall gain the whole world, including many beloved, husbands, wives, loved ones, and lose your own soul, okay? So if your soul is precious, so precious that the Lord says that he would rather have your soul than have the whole world. Mm-hmm. Well, we should also value the soul of another person by telling the Lord, we'll rather have a soul come to you than have our beloved come to us. So next week, please make every effort, every one of us, to value the blood of Jesus Christ by celebrating it, by bringing somebody. As you are bringing your multiple red, ask yourself, which of this red has saved somebody? Okay, so as you come with your multiple red, come with your multiple souls. Tell somebody, multiple souls before multiple red.
Multiple souls before multiple red.
Amen.
Amen.
So, we'll see your red apple, your red iPad, your red cap, your red mac, red whatever, even my red pulpit, as you can see in the front. Put your hands together for Jesus. But the most important is the blood of Jesus Christ. So the theme for our next week's Valentine is Blood Red Valentine Sunday. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Blood red. So I'm putting my hat down so that I'll get my souls, because and then I want to demonstrate to the Lord about souls before that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I want to bring you a very important message. Amen. Very, very important message. And I think that let's close our eyes and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We welcome your presence with humility. Lord, we pray for your mercy and for your grace. We say that without you, we could do nothing. Without the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, the only reason why the Holy Spirit could settle inside of us is because your blood cleansed our hearts and made it habitable by your Holy Spirit. Because your word says that it is your spirit that dwells in us that makes us worthwhile. On the day of redemption, the spirit which we should not grieve is the one that will be a confirmation of our redemption. It was only made possible by the cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that we will put value on it, value on our salvation, value on the salvation of the world. We will not be selfish Christians, but Lord, we will give of ourselves so that others can be saved. We'll not just enjoy coming to church. We'll not just enjoy going to heaven, but we will be happy so long as we come along with other people.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, help us. Forgive us our sins and lead us by your Spirit in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Please put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Well, we want to go straight to the word. I know that we have... So remember, next week is our Blood Red Sunday. And also, just as a reminder, I've been telling you that our season of prayer, we've been learning a lot about prayer, how to get 100% answered prayer. But you know, bring me James chapter 1 and verse 22. James chapter 1 from verse 22. Bible says that, you know, there are some of us who we hear the word, but we don't do them. Bible says that, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Okay, deceiving yourselves. What it means is that when you hear the word and you don't do it, you just deceive yourself. Okay, now the next verse says that if any man hears the word, okay, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who beholds his natural face in a glass or in a mirror, and then keep going. Okay, now for he beholds himself and goes his way, and straight away he forgets what manner of man he was. All right? That when you get the word, no, you were going to go to the next verse, and you go, you don't practice the word. You are like somebody who looked at the face in the mirror and realized, oh, there's a lot of food on my face, and you're going for an interview. And you rushed out to the interview, you didn't even clean it. It doesn't help you. You are going out there for the interview, and you're expecting to get a job, but you have not prepared for the job. But let me tell you, the person who will be blessed. Bible says, but whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty, like comes and hears the word and continues in that, that means that he obeys it. He, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man, this kind of man, shall be blessed in his deed. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
What does that mean? That means that we've been preaching about prayer. If you're somebody who just walks away and refuses to pray, you are not going to be blessed. You are a forgetful hearer. But if you go and you start and activate the prayer, then please, whoever is admitting people in, please, Akwesi, Get active. All right, thank you. Now, so when you see somebody who has changed because of the prayer message you've been preaching about, and now your prayer life has improved, you pray more, you are at prayer meetings, you pray for yourself, you pray according to the will of God, all these things are happening. That person, Bible says, that person shall be blessed in his deeds, in everything that he does. You are that person. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So from tomorrow, we are giving all of you the opportunity to become that kind of person, to put the prayer into practice. So from tomorrow, for the next 2 weeks, we call it 10 nights with the King.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
We are going to have nightly prayers. Nightly prayers from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. 9 p.m. Central Standard, our time in Memphis, 9 p.m. If you are somewhere, then it means, depending on what time, convert it to the Central Time. But it's 9 p.m. Central Time. We're going to be on Zoom. And we're going to come. Just the same link that you came into the service is what we're going to. We're going to have prayer from 9 p.m. for about 4 to 5 hours. So when you close from work, take a little nap.
Every night that I've been on, I feel like I do set up the stage, please,
who is talking? All right, thank you. So take a nap when you come from work. If you come from work at 4:30, 5 o'clock, you are asleep. 9 o'clock, you are up. You join the prayer. We're going to be praying across midnight, maybe to 1 or 2 o'clock. We're going to pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit for every need. And I'm going to show you some of the things that we're going to pray about. You will be so blessed. You'll be so blessed.
Amen.
I'm telling you. The Bible says Jesus Christ, he prayed all night. Moses prayed all night. And the Bible also says Jesus Christ, he went early. So all night and early in the morning, we're combining the two. We're crossing one from one day to another each of this week. We start on Monday, we finish on Tuesday, although it's just 4 hours. We want to bridge over the 2 days with prayer. That's why we wake up at 9 o'clock. We pray on Monday till Tuesday comes before we leave. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Woo!
Amen. So we're going to do that for 2 weeks, Monday through Friday, and then we take a break over the weekend. Then we do Monday through Friday again. The whole month of February is a month of consecration, dedicating yourself. So we do 2 weeks together, and the last week we leave it for individuals to do it by themselves. Clap again for the Lord Jesus. It's the month. I know it's Black History Month, right? Good. It is also Holy Spirit Month for you, in Jesus' name. Spirit History Month as well, in the name of Jesus. So
amen.
Let's do this. So tomorrow in the evening, please join the Zoom, just like you're coming to a service every day in the evening at 9 p.m. Everybody, please join us every evening, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we take a break. Then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday again. And then we take a break. Then the following week, it is you on your own. And it will be so fantastic. Let me tell you what we are going to be praying about, and it will bless your heart.
Hallelujah.
We are reading from this book, How to Pray, and I want to show you the scriptures. The scriptures. Okay? So we're going to pray with all kinds of prayer. The topic is how to pray with all kinds of prayer. All kinds.
Okay.
All kinds of prayer. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 18, praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Did I hear for some saints?
No.
Did I hear for most saints?
No.
Did I hear for majority of the church?
No.
Every one of us,
without exception.
Without exception. No saint left behind. No church
That's
member
it.
Left behind. No Christian left behind.
All
and
in.
The world says praying always with all kinds of prayer. All prayer. All types of prayer. And all types of supplication in the spirit. We're going to be a spiritual team. Yeah. Black History Month. And most of you are black. Black Spirituality Month. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. So that is going to be the blessing. All kinds of prayer. Now, when we say all kinds of prayer, what do we mean? You know, there are different types of prayer for different things. Different strokes for different folks.
That's
right?
It.
So we're going to learn them all. This type of prayer, that type of prayer, that type of prayer. We're going to mix them up. You know, when I got married, I could not understand. Many people say that, you know, what do women want? I had the same problem. I'm sure some of you have had that problem. I would bring this and my wife would not be happy. I'll do this. Now, I had to learn to do different things to answer to her love language.
Wow.
To reach her heart. I needed to try using gifts, using chatting, using ice cream, using cream holding hands, using hugs. I mean, all the kinds of love language, using phone calls, using romantic texts. Okay. I mean, sometimes I realize everything doesn't work. Then I just sit down and I look at her quiet.
Mess.
And she will ask me, why are you quiet? Then I'll tell her, I don't have the words to describe you, so I better keep quiet so that my heart will speak. Wow. For the Lord Jesus.
Clear move.
Now, we are going to learn that there are sometimes when you go into the closet, you want to pray to God. It's not shouting. It's not singing. It's not crying. It's not screaming. It is nothing but just waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
And God is wondering, why are you sitting there? He said, Lord, the way you are, words are not enough to describe how I feel about you. Just you look into my heart. Look into my heart. And you'll find my heart's desire. Clap for the Lord Jesus. We're going to learn about all these things.
Amen.
So, eight different kinds of prayers. Number one is the prayer of consecration. You know, I tried all those love languages, and at the end of the day, I realized that the thing that seemed to touch my wife the most was flowers.
Wow.
I tell you. And so I majored in that. And I also realized that the thing, just being myself, was very exciting to her. Not trying to be like anybody else. You will be an individual in the sight of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Number one is a prayer called the prayer of consecration. And Bible says in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, and Jesus prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Not as I will, but as you will. That was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ's number one type of prayer was the prayer of consecration. The prayer of consecration. The prayer of consecration is the prayer that says, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. That is called the prayer of consecration. Now, when we say consecration, first of all, what do we mean by consecration? What do we mean by consecration? Hallelujah. When they say consecration, you know, I looked in the dictionary and I found a few things. And I'm going to tell you what consecration is. Jesus Christ said, Lord, in my mind, let this cup pass from me. My desire, my prayer to you would be, stop this dying. Jesus was on the cross, was at the garden, going to go on the cross, going to be pierced on the side, thorns were going to be put in his head. He was going to be smacked and spat on. He was going to be humiliated and disgraced. He was going to go thirsty and they would give him vinegar. Problems.
Wow.
I mean, if it was you and I, you would just say, Lord, stop this. I don't know what word to use. I mean, stop this carnage. Stop them. You are capable of stopping them. And Jesus felt the same way. But you see, in spite of his personal desire to tell God, this is what I want, he stuck with telling the Lord, this is what I want, but what you, I like what you would like.
That's right. Your way is better.
Your way is better for me. Ladies and gentlemen, that is what Jesus did. And that is what we call the prayer of consecration. To tell the Lord, I want what you want. Let your will be done.
Okay.
To consecrate, it means to declare sacred or special. Okay? It means to dedicate to the Lord that, look, apply your special touch to it.
That's it.
Okay? Now, the synonyms, some of them is to dedicate it to the Lord, to devote it to the Lord, to commit wholly. You take, in spite of what I feel, use it for what you want. It's yours. I am yours. Okay? To hallow it.
Okay.
To just set it apart for God to do what he wants.
Amen.
Wow. Do you know the opposite of consecrate? It means the word is depreciate.
Yes.
To bring to a lower standard.
Wow.
Now, when you pray the prayer of consecration and you present it all to the Lord, use it for what you want. You prevent depreciation of your prayer. It means any form of prayer is a depreciation. When it comes sitting side by side with the prayer of consecration, let your will be done. Ladies and gentlemen, let your will be done prayer is a far more superior prayer than give me, give me, give me, I'm called Jimmy.
Wow.
Mercy. My name is Jimmy.
My name is Jimmy. But you see, Jimmy. The Lord, listen, let me tell you something that we are going to, all of us pray for the things that we need. But listen, let me tell you something that will surprise you. The Bible says in Matthew, God preference or to consecrate means to give God, to tell God, I prefer what you prefer.
That's it.
To take on God's preference over your preference. I'll say it again. When you pray, Lord, let your will be done, you are saying, Lord, please fix this sound, okay? It's a disturbance. Holy Spirit, help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you say God's will be done, what you are saying is God's preference be taken. God, give me your preference.
That's it.
I like this, I like this, I like this. But which of them do you want? Let your preference prevail.
Right.
That is what Jesus Christ taught us to pray with. What would you rather do? Is what you are telling the Lord. That take absolute control of my life and use it for what you want. Your will. Matthew chapter 6. You realize that from verse 9, Jesus Christ was teaching the disciples to pray. And he said, when you pray after this manner, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then verse 10 says, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now watch that. Whenever you are praying and you tell the Lord, let your will be done, you are saying, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. What you are saying is that, you know, Lord, in this earth, there are a lot of forces. God does not have absolute control. I'm telling you. Bible says that the earth is the Lord's, but he did never say the earth is controlled by the Lord. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 4, Bible says there's something called the prince of this earth who has blinded people from taking on God's preference. So although the earth is the Lord, God created the earth, the control spirit,
the engine,
turned over to the devil. That's why the devil could tell Jesus Christ in the temptation in Matthew and Luke chapter 4. He said that, look, this whole thing that you see and the glory is handed over to me and I give it to whom I like it. He has control. He told Luke Jesus in the face and said it. Now, what that means is that if you want God to be in charge of your life, we call it consecrate. Every bishop is consecrated to the service of the Lord. It means they are sold out to God. What God wants them to do is what will happen.
That's right.
It's called a consecration service. When you pray, Lord, let your will be done on earth as if it is in heaven. What you are saying, Lord, in heaven, you have absolute control. What you say, what comes to pass. Whenever you speak, that is what is done.
Yep.
I want my life to actually have a manifestation of that control. Let my life now live out as though I was living in heaven.
Amen.
Let your will be done on earth the way it would have been done in heaven. Once you pray that prayer, ladies and gentlemen, suddenly you start living a heavenly life on this evil earth.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus taught us, but most Christians don't like it.
Wow.
You know, when children are immature, they don't like what their parents want.
True.
But when people grow and they mature, they like what their parents want because they realize that their parents know something they don't know. Therefore, when you pray, Lord, let your will be done, what you do is that you present to the Lord, make the best choices because you see better than I see. You have a better plan for me. Amen. You created me.
Mm-hmm.
You have plans that I don't even know about.
Wow.
My knowledge is so limited that I would rather you take the decisions.
Mm.
I would rather you determine the prayer topics. I would rather you determine what answers. And mature Christians, most of their prayer is this prayer.
Amen.
Especially when you are in trouble, like Jesus was. Let your will be done on this earth concerning me. The way it would, if I lived in heaven, how you would have liked my life to turn out. That's how my life to turn out.
Amen.
And I subject myself to you. And once you say that, you just cut off the devil's influence.
Mm.
And you take on God's influence, God's preferences. One day I was buying something, even recently, you know, and then, you know, my children were growing, so I would give them the choice. So you choose what you want. And one of them said, Daddy, I want what you want.
Wow.
Wow.
I asked every, there were three children, the two of them chose whatever they want, big things, this. And then my little boy, one of the little boys said, Daddy, whatever you choose is what I want, what your choice is. And my choice, you won't believe it, was far better than what the other boys had chosen.
Mm.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
So I took my choice and immediately
upgrade.
The other said, man, we should have asked Daddy the same thing. From today, you will never regret that win.
Jesus.
Amen.
So to say, the prayer of consecration is a prayer that brings God's preference to overshadow your preference in a supernatural way. Amen. It also... What that also means is that you become, and the prayer of consecration makes you a demonstration of God's perfection.
Wow.
It makes you a demonstration of God's goodness. How do I say that? Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. The Bible says there that, you know, I beseech you, brethren, that you present yourself, you are in control, but present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He says that, present yourself, I beseech you, I'm encouraging you, brother, present your bodies, yourself, like on the altar, like a living sacrifice. When you put an animal on the altar, the animal has no choice. It's for the Lord.
That's it.
Burnt offering, peace offering, it's for the Lord. The Lord uses it for the way that it wants. He wants it. You are not dead. You are not an animal. But present yourself, your physical being, as a living and consecrated or dedicated, devoted, a living sacrifice. When the prayer of consecration comes to you, you present to the Lord when you pray, the Lord, I'm yours. I'm yours. Use me. It's just like you are a car and you tell the Lord, drive me where you want it. Put what gas you want. Put what engine oil you want.
Mm.
Take me to the destinations you want. Yeah. Avoid the potholes that would destroy me. Avoid the cars. You put a supernatural airbag around me because you know when the accidents are coming. Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Present it in a way that it's acceptable. Don't grumble about it. And God says it's a reason. It's that is your reasonable service or sacrifice. Your reasonable service. That's how you should serve God. And then I like the second part. And he explains. He says, but don't be conformed to the world. Don't do what the world does. The world does all the way they want. They do the things they want. They ask for the. Don't be conformed to the world.
Amen.
The world is asking for this. They want it this way. They want it that way. But you said, my Father, our Father, which art, hallowed be thy kingdom, thy will be done on
this, right,
my earth around me, the way you would have done it in heaven. And it says, don't be conformed to the world, but rather be transformed. That's how God transforms people. God transformed me. Since I prayed my life, I've been praying your will be done. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Today, renew your mind. And
amen.
If your mind is renewed to the prayer of consecration, where you tell the Lord, Lord, let your preference prevail. Let your will prevail. Let your choices prevail in my life. Bible says when that happens, then you become, who took the scripture? Then you become proof of what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. When you renew your mind and you go for the prayer of consecration, you will prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Ladies and gentlemen, God is looking for people that he will use as a proof, as a demonstration of his good, acceptable, and his perfect will. When it happens to you, everybody will clap and say, man, this is the doing of the Lord, and it's marvelous in our sight. Clap for the Lord Jesus. You will become like Job. When you pray the will of God, you become like Job. Job, everybody said, God is punishing you. God is destroying you. Even the wife said to Job, curse God and die. But Job said, yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He said, isn't it God who gave me and the Lord has taken? Blessed be the name of the Lord. His will be done. He said, at the end, he said, I will, the Lord will stand me at the end. My Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
He will stand with me. When you commit your life to the Lord, you know, many people in Job's situation, when the Bible says that, you know, God was discussing with Satan. Satan was saying, does Job serve you for nothing? And God said that, I will throw a challenge. You can do anything to Job. Just don't touch his life. The devil took everything, including his family. Took his health and all these things. But Job's life was intact. Now, after all this had happened, Job stood committing himself. He said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, let your will be done.
Amen.
And the Bible says, when at the end of the day, the Lord stood with Job, God gave him 2 times what he had before.
Wow.
God turned Job's captivity around and gave him double for his trouble.
Wow.
It's because that man trusted God and said, let your will be done.
Completely.
Yeah. He indeed treated, you know, many people who go through that, they will say, the devil is at it again. The devil is at it again. The devil, when you have prayed, let your will be done, you will not have even the fear to say the devil is at it, because you have committed it to the Lord. How can the devil, how can the devil be at it? Let me tell you, when I was coming to the United States of America, I lived for much of my life in Ghana, went to school, became a physician, started working, and then at the age of about 30 or so, we decided, that's about 20 years, about 20-something years. I know that you think I'm just 16, you know. I don't blame you. I don't blame you, you know. You know, I'm a manifestation of God's goodness.
Woo!
And double and perfect will. And I'll tell you the secret. My wife and I, for 1 year before we came here, we went to the church every evening, like we're going to be doing from now. Every 9 p.m., we went to the church. We held hands. We walked up and down. There was one prayer topic for 1 year, one prayer topic. Lord, let your will be done in this America that we're going. Let your will be done concerning our children, concerning the number of children we'll have, concerning ministry. Let your will be done concerning my finances. Let your will be done concerning our marriage. Let your perfect will be done concerning our health. Let your will be done concerning our decisions. Let your will be done concerning our church activity. Let your will be done concerning our thinking. Let your will be done concerning our job search. Let your will be done concerning my relationships. Let your will be done. I was praying for perfect will of God like you. You are a manifestation of that prayer. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Woo!
I did not know what to pray for. And I just decided, Lord, you know better about my life. I will consecrate my life to you. I will present my life to you. I will take on your preference and your options rather than mine. What do I know to make decisions? I am only almost 30 years old, a little boy. Coming to America, I've never been here before. To preach to people I've never seen before, like you. To find jobs where I don't even know how to speak like an American. Spend dollars that I've only been using cities. To minister to people and tell them about Christ, this black boy with an accent. How can I do it? Lord must have better plans.
Wow.
So I just said, Lord, let your will. That's the only prayer. My wife and I, we held hands every evening. We're going to hold hands every evening for the next 2 weeks by the grace of God. And a large proportion of the prayers will be, Lord, your will be done. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Your will be done. When you say you are praying the prayer of consecration, what you are saying is, Lord, your plan always, your plans always. Not my plans, but your plans. How do I know that? Jeremiah 29:11. Bible says, I know the plans that I have towards you, saith the Lord. They are plans of good and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. To give you an expected end. How many of you expected to get promotion, but you were actually fired? That's not an expected end.
Amen.
It's true. How many of us, you're expecting that COVID would never have touched you, but COVID touched you? How many of you expected to have children, but you expected to have girls, but suddenly you had all boys?
Dialing numbers.
Hey.
Mercy.
Look, when these things happen, like Job, when you say, Lord, the prayer of consecration, let your will be done.
Amen.
What you're saying is that, Lord, you have set somewhere in Jeremiah 29:11. When I hand over my life to you, your plans for me are always going to be plans of good, never evil. Never evil. That is how your life will be. Never evil. Look, as I've been here, I've lost job before. When I lost my job a year or two ago, I thought the world was coming to an end. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand to announce to you, that was part of God's plan to give me a better job.
Amen.
That job makes me be free. That job is far better than the job I had before, by God's grace. Just like Job, who lost everything and said it was over, thought it was over, but he was just coming to a beginning. Your life shall be like that. When you join this month of consecration, it's a month of consecration. 10 nights with the king. The king, you go to the king, who is the Lord, and say, Lord, my king, I am in your hands. Use me for your will.
Amen.
It's 10 nights with the King of Kings. The Bible says, where the word of the King is, there is power. We are going to be praying with the word of God, with scriptures. You know, some of you were not there when we did the flow night prayers, but you will be so available and present and powerful. You will be a demonstration of God's perfect will in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's what it means to be consecrated. It also means that, Lord, let your purposes come to pass in my life. What does that mean? Your purposes means the reason for doing things. I may have this purpose. I may have. When I was, you know, going to finish my residency here, my purpose was, let me just get a place and then, you know, make some money and, you know, all kinds of things. Look, at a point, I just said, I want just a fellowship. Because I was in New York, and the church had been started for 3 years, and I didn't think I'd finish my job. So instead of going out there to work and make money, I said, I'm going to continue my education, although I didn't need it, just so that I'll stay there in New York and finish the church building process. So I just went to somebody, give me one of the simplest fellowships to do. You won't believe it. Because I had consecrated myself, let your will be done. When I went to the person, just give me the simple infectious disease, something simple I can use 1 or 2 years to finish. The person who was supposed to help me said, look, I am what you want to be, but it's not the best. Change. And I said, change to what? He said, do gastroenterology. I said, really? I don't even know what it is, and I don't even like it. He said, do it. You won't believe it. So I just went and changed my application and did gastroenterology. Today, I'm a gastroenterologist. Ladies and gentlemen, I did not even know that that was far better than most of the medical professions. But I had just consecrated myself to the Lord. And I was just saying, Lord, use me. His purposes came to pass. Today, yes. Because of that job, I can have time to do ministry. His purposes, the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, all things, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are the called according to his purpose, not according to your purpose, according to his will, not according to your will. All things begin to work together for your good. If you love God enough to trust him to use you for his purposes. And I decided, Lord, use me to build this church. And rather, he made my interviews work out for my good. The prayer of consecration subjects you to God's plans and purposes. And you are surrendered. Lord, use me for your purposes. And all things begin to work together for your good.
Amen.
Not for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, never be deceived. When you see people like us serving the Lord, we have subjected ourselves to the Lord. Use us for your purposes. Let your will concerning our lives be done. That's why I don't know why you have not joined the choir. I don't know why you have not joined the dancing stars. I don't understand you that you have not joined the ushers. Do you know that the ushers are now the people that admit people in? You can join them. I don't know why you have not joined the technical team. I don't understand why you have not joined the Wasenta. I don't understand, because what you are doing is you are actually playing out a prayer. Lord, use me for your purposes. Your will,
that's right,
my life. Be done. And use me for your purposes. All things begin to work together. As for that prayer of consecration, I will never stop praying it. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus prayed it. Bishop Doug prayed it. Your pastor, me, I prayed it, and I am going to continue praying it. And may you never stop praying it. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he, the Lord, will direct your path.
Amen.
His will be done in the person you choose to marry,
in
the job that you choose to take, even in the profession that you choose. Sometimes it will not work because you pray, let your will be done. You go this way, a door will be shut. Only one door will be there. You realize, I didn't like this door, but God liked it because I prayed, let your will be done. From today, you will never be conformed to this world, but you will be transformed because of let your will be done, so that you become proof of what is that good and acceptable and the perfect will of God.
Wow.
When the will of God is operating in people's lives, their lives are different. You will be the next person to be a manifestation. Put your hands together for
the Lord.
Amen.
So,
wow.
So that's the first type of prayer. Number two prayer. We are praying all kinds of prayer. First prayer is a prayer of consecration. The second prayer is a prayer in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. I said these next 2 weeks, anybody who disconnects from the prayers, you are not smart. You are not smart.
You're devaluing.
You are depreciating.
You're depreciating.
So tomorrow evening will be one of the biggest prayer meetings we'll have on Zoom. You will zoom into the perfect will of God, God's prayer of consecration.
Amen.
9 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You know, depending on where you are. 9 p.m. Memphis time. Hallelujah. Now, the next type of prayer, all kinds of prayer, the next type of prayer is praying in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 14. The Bible says over there, for if I pray, what is praying in the Spirit? What is praying in the Spirit? Well, here it is. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, or it's my spirit that is praying. My understanding is unfruitful. Therefore, therefore, what is it then? What should I do about this? Because of that, I will pray with the Spirit. And I will also pray with my understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. And I will sing with my understanding also. Hallelujah. Oh, many of us, when we pray, we only pray with our understanding. We will pray in tongues.
Amen.
Ramakosa tali rahmandoria si brendu ni katamba renuni masabra kodondiria sambra luka tabra dusi brande in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anybody that told you that tongues are outdated, tell the person you don't know the Bible. I don't care whether you're Baptist or you're Catholic or you are in First Love or you are in QFC, you just don't know the Bible.
Your Bible is outdated.
Yeah. Your mind is the one that's updated.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, Paul, the one who wrote the New Testament that you we all read, he's saying that I will pray in the Spirit and I'll pray in the understanding also.
Amen.
I'll sing in the Spirit, I'll sing. And then we say that it is outdated. Then what is Paul? A deceiver?
No.
Then what kind of Bible are you reading?
Yeah.
And Paul, at a point, he told the people that, look, me, I pray in tongues more than all of you. All of you. He was just explaining that they should not use tongues to bring confusion. And people have taken it on another level. He never debunked. Just like Jesus Christ said, I have not come. Jesus, many people said, oh, we should just stick to the New Testament because it's a New Testament era. Jesus has come. The Old Testament is passed away and things. But Jesus Christ said, I did not come to debunk the altar. I came to fulfill the law. I didn't come to do away with the law. So I don't know why people speak that way. Ladies and gentlemen, tongues is a kind of prayer. We are praying with all kinds of prayer.
Right.
The second prayer is a prayer in the Spirit, which means tongues. Hallelujah. Praying in tongues.
Amen.
The Bible says that when you pray in an unknown tongue, your spirit prays. Why is it important for your spirit to pray? Should I explain to you why? Should I explain to you why? Jude, verse 20. Jude has only one chapter, verse 20. The Bible says in Jude, brethren, building up yourselves in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, but you, beloved, you, tell somebody, me. Paul was pointing to you and saying, but you, and even saying, my beloved church member, learn to build yourself with using your most holy faith. How? By praying in the Holy Ghost. You know, Bible says when you pray in an unknown tongue, your spirit is praying. And Jude here, we learn that build yourself with your most holy faith. Ladies and gentlemen, your flesh is not the most holy part of you.
Mm-mm.
Your most holy faith is not your kidney.
Hey.
It's not your liver.
Mm-hmm.
It's your spirit, the part that the Holy Spirit affects. Jesus Christ came by his blood to wipe us clean and to make us holy in the inner man.
Wow.
His Holy Spirit. When Jesus came, the devil had distorted the spirit of God in us. Bible says God created in his own image. He made man in his own image by he took the dust of the ground in Genesis 2:7 and he made man. And Bible says out of the dust of the ground, he made man. Then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, his spirit, and man became a living soul. The spirit inside of us was what made us like God. When the devil came and brought disobedience through Adam and Eve, our spirit changed. When Jesus Christ came through obedience, by the blood of Jesus Christ washed us, he set us up so that we can receive the Spirit of God again. Bible says in John chapter 3, that which is born of the Spirit is now spirit. Again spirit. Jesus said, marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. And he explained, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Your most holy faith, the most holy part of you is the part of you that is born again by the washing of the blood. So you're born again inside by your spirit. The best part of you that should pray for you is the spirit. Not your flesh that sins all the time, that sees all kinds of things, that is so frail. Not
mercy.
Your thought processes that is struggling to even accept some of these truths. But your spirit is born again and is never changed. Bible says the spirit wars against the flesh and the flesh against the spirit.
Man.
Yeah. And these are contrary one to another. So that you can't do what you want to do. Okay. So that is the truth. I mean, this is Galatians chapter 5. I believe it's in verse 16 or verse 14. That is what happens. There's always a struggle between your flesh and your spirit. When you want to pray, Jesus Christ even told the disciples, when he was praying this prayer of consecration, he said, could you not pray with me for even 1 hour? Then he made a statement. He says, indeed, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, what Jesus was saying is that when your flesh is weak, the one that takes over is your spirit. But these people, their flesh was weak. Their spirit was willing, but the flesh took over. When your spirit takes over, you pray with your spirit. The strongest part of your most holy faith is at work. And that is why you directly connect to God. This month, we are going to activate that kind of prayer. More of tongues. Praying in the spirit.
Amen.
That word, building up yourself in your most holy faith. That word there is the word charging up like a battery. Running and charging it up like a battery. You know, when your phone runs out of charge, it may be iPhone 30 seconds, iPhone 19, iPhone 27 and a half. Without a charge, there will never be activity.
That's for sure.
The gift of tongues builds us up in the most holy faith.
Wow.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying Rabahanto Sabra Rabako Taze Kata Yegro Nodi Bazam Palo Kerebalon Berera Randoni Mazam. You can keep laughing at me, but look at the proof. Look at you standing there listening to me. It is because something on the inside is working on the outside.
Amen.
Oh, what a day in your life it will be when you start praying a lot in tongues. Even your words will change. Your demeanor will change. You will build yourself up. You charge yourself up like a battery. You will never run. Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Part of that means you will be charged up like a battery. You will renew your strength. Every time it will be new. Can't you sometimes be surprised? Pastor, every time he stands here, he's speaking with energy as if he's a fresh thing. Every day is a fresh thing. I will even preach the same thing. You'll be blessed. It is because of the charging influence of the tongues is rolling. My desire for you is that you pray in tongues more than you pray with your understanding. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The thing I like about tongues is in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, 27. He says that when we don't know what to pray, tongues are the thing that helps us. And he says that when you pray in tongues, you pray according to the will of God. He says that, I mean, the Spirit himself helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered in human form.
Wow, it's good.
Yeah. I mean, and the next verse, verse 27, I know they are not bringing the scriptures. The next verse says that, but when you, he that searcheth the heart knoweth the things that are in the spirit. But when you pray in the spirit, you speak, the spirit prays according to the will of God.
Amen.
Yeah. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the spirit, because the spirit, he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Actually, that means that when you pray with tongues, he builds you up and he also prays the prayer of consecration for you and for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Woo!
Yeah. Tongues are an indirect, easy way of praying the prayer of consecration. Anybody who prays in tongues a lot, you pray the will of God a lot.
Amen.
And you are able to pray when you don't know, you are not spiritual, you don't know the right thing, just pray in tongues.
That's it.
The Spirit will help you when you don't know what to pray for. He will help you. And he will teach you exactly what you pray and gives you words that your human words cannot utter. He gives you groanings which you cannot utter. And he searches the heart and knows what the Spirit is saying because he makes the intercession according to the will of God, not according to your will and your mistakes. Haven't you made a lot of mistakes?
Hey.
When you took things upon yourself, is it not time to pray the prayer of consecration? Is it not time to pray the prayer of the Spirit? I don't know why you are battling anymore. The truth is here. You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Clap for the Lord Jesus. All kinds of prayer. Prayer number three. Number one is prayer of consecration. Number three, praying in the Spirit. Number three, the prayer of faith.
Wow.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
Look, I can't wait for this week. I can't wait for tomorrow evening, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I cannot wait. 9 p.m. tomorrow, Memphis time, by God, on this same Zoom line.
On this line.
On this very line.
Forum.
We will be praying by the grace of God. The
Amen.
Prayer of faith. What is the prayer of faith? The prayer of faith is a kind of prayer that brings healings, deliverances, and miracles. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Wow.
James chapter 4.
Combo.
From verse number 14. Bible says, is any sick among you? Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And Bible says, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick, and the Lord himself shall raise that sick person up. It's called the prayer of faith. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. You know, this weekend, I went through church members home by home. And I did what we call the prayer of faith. I did DoorDash prayers.
Amen.
Look, show some of the pictures to them. Look, I prayed the prayer of faith. Healing divine was at work. Look, and I'm going to come to your house at your door.
Woo!
Bring the oil, anointing oil, to pray the prayer of faith for you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. Look, I went with Sister Ariel. We went round, door after door. Door dash prayer of faith. Anointing with red, fresh oil. That's the bottle I'm holding over there. Fresh oil. Home after home. Baby after baby. Family after family. Laying hands. Bible says that good shepherd, he lays down his life for the sheep. COVID has locked you inside, but has not locked the heart of a good pastor, a good shepherd in the name of Jesus Christ. Has not stopped the prayer of faith. It's a kind of prayer. He said, if you're sick among you, and I told the people, there's a lot of sickness around. I'm not going to wait for you to die before I pray for you. No way. You will never die. You shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. You'll be delivered. You'll be healed. Miracles will take place in your heart. By the prayer of faith.
Amen.
The prayer of faith is the prayer that the elder in your church, lift up their hand and praise over you, anointing you with oil. In this era, every evening, everybody should bring a bottle of oil to the Zoom.
Amen.
Yeah. And we'll pray. Bishop Doug will be with us, myself, sometimes Apostle Joel. They will pray, as they are praying, put the oil. Bible says that this is the prayer of faith. Bible says, is any sick among you, sick of depression, anxiety, issues, stress, loneliness, whatever it is, financial sickness, pocketitis, moneyitis, dollar finishitis, empty pocketitis.
My goodness.
All of them can be healed.
Brokizimas.
Any sick among you, it means sickness means you are lower than your optimal performance. Academic sickness. Is any sick? Let him call the elders of the church. Let the elders come and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil. And the prayer of faith will heal the sick. And the Lord himself, not the elder, but the Lord will raise him up. And if there be any offenses, it shall be forgiven him. This prayer is a powerful prayer. When I read this, I said, I'm going to go out there, COVID or no COVID. I will put on my mask and I will bring my oil from Israel. That oil is from Israel, direct. When I went to Israel, I bought it specifically for you.
Wow.
And over the month of February and March, I'm going to every home. You just have to come out, lay hands, and wash my hands, and I move on to the next. Sister Ariam, myself, and the pastors, we're going to come. Pray the prayer of faith. Every disease, you will never die of this COVID in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Prayer of faith will heal the sick. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And finally, oh, I'm sure that you are waiting. You are waiting. You're asking, Pastor, when are you coming to my house? Don't worry. Don't worry. Bible says, don't be slothful, but be ye followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Don't be ahead of them. Be followers. So follow them. They will come after. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So there's going to be a schedule that is going to come to your house. Tell your Wasenta leader that, hey, set me up. And they will set you up. If you are interested, just send, go to a Wasenta meeting, send it to your Wasenta leader or to myself or to Pastor Richard. Any shepherd or pastor, you know, send, hey, sign me up for the prayer of faith, the anointing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 The prayer of faith. And I'm telling you, when all throughout this Zoom, these 2 weeks, I'm going to set up Bishop Doug will pray. And we'll look, some of the prayers we're going to pray, it will be directly from the flow that we did.
Woo!
And the prayers that we missed. And the prayer of faith, you watch it. Heal the sick. Miracles.
Amen.
Deliverances. Promotion. The other part of the prayer of faith is that you can apply the prayer of faith yourself. You have a prayer that you believe. Many of us, we pray because it's time to pray, not because we believe. Hey, Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Please God, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So this week, God is going to reward diligent seekers.
Amen.
People of faith.
Amen.
The prayer of faith will set reward systems in place. Clap for
Amen.
The Lord Jesus. Finally, so prayer number one, all kinds of prayer. Prayer number one is what?
Prayer of consecration.
Prayer of consecration. Prayer number two.
Pray in the spirit.
Praying in the spirit or in tongues. Prayer number three.
Prayer of faith.
The prayer of faith. Come on now. It will be your turn soon. It will be your turn soon.
Amen.
The oil will never run dry.
Amen.
And then finally, for today, I have several, but today I'm just going to give you four. The next one is the prayer of confession.
Mm.
The prayer of confession. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse 1 and 2. The Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, so that he does not hear, he will not hear you. Yeah. Amen. This week and next week, we are going to also apply the prayer of confession. Confession. You know, many of you maybe have been saying that, me, I'm not a sinner, me, I'm not a smoker, me, I'm not a womanizer, I'm not a manizer, I'm not a dogizer, whatever izer, bad wiser, whatever you are. Well, that's not what we are talking about.
You just take Pfizer vaccine.
You are not even a Pfizer vaccine, whatever it is. But the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8, if you say you have not sinned, you say you have no sin, you make him a liar. Or you deceive yourself and the truth is not in you. Yes. If you say you have not sinned, you deceive yourself and the truth is not in you. But the Bible says in verse 9 that, but if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I like the verse 10. It says that if you say you have no sin, you have not sinned, we make God a liar and his word is not in us. What it means is that, how can you come to prayer and say, God, you are a liar. Hey, shame, liar. Oh, shame on you, liar, God. You, my father, you are a liar, pa. You are a very bad liar. The Bible says when you come and you ever say you have no sin, you don't have any confession, you tell the Lord, there's no, you are a liar, liar. How can you come to God as a liar and you're asking him for things? That's why your prayers are not answered. Liar God, flatterer God, thief
mercy.
God.
Oh, mess.
You can't be trusted. You, God, I can't trust. That's what you're saying.
You're accusing
you
God.
You make him a liar. You come, the person you need, you're accusing him first. That's why we are praying all kinds of prayer. And one surely is the prayer that sets things in place. That,
that's
Lord,
it.
You are not a liar. You are truthful. I'm
it's me.
Coming
it's
to
me.
A truthful God. No, I'm a sinner. I've sinned. And you confess and it cleanses you and sets you up for answers. Oh, this is going to be one of the best weeks ever in your life. You're going to pray the prayer of consecration. You're going to pray in the spirit. You're going to pray the prayer of faith. And we're going to pray the prayer of confession. Next week, we will continue. Put your hands together for the Lord. Rise to your feet and give the Lord a wave of praise. Don't go. Don't leave at all. Nobody should go anywhere. Something great is about to happen to you. God is setting you up for what is coming.
Amen.
God has plans for you. I want to tell you today, whoever you are, wherever you are standing, that home is being consecrated. That home is being set up for the Lord. That home is being cleansed as a setup. I'm praying for you. There's not going to be one evening that home is not going to get the prayer of consecration. That home will get the prayer of faith. That home will get the spiritual prayers. Those of you who can't even speak in tongues will rush into your house.
Amen.
That confession will affect your household and everything therein.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I pray, whatever the devil is telling anybody, whatever schedules that are going to hold people behind, I break every attack of the devil.
Amen.
I break every negative influence that will distract them from this prayer time. I pray that everyone will be anointed specifically for the blessedness of this. For your word says that when you call a fast is to do your children good. You bring light. You protect our rare, you'll be our rare guard.
Yes, Lord.
Reward your people.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And may this week be consecrated unto you.
Amen.
Let us start from the morning, Lord.
Amen.
Waiting patiently and faithfully.
Amen.
For what you will do in the evening.
Amen.
And renew our faith.
Amen.
Do justice.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In these years, in these months, in these weeks, in these days. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you are here, before you go, I have an announcement for you. But you want to give your life to Jesus
Father,
Christ.
Father, thank you.
Or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ, I want to pray with you. Please, it's very important. The Spirit of God cannot work in you when you are not born again. Set up your spirit ready for the prayer of consecration. God knows them that are his. Decide to belong to God by this prayer. If you want to give your life to Christ, put your hand on your heart. And everyone who wants to rededicate your life, do the same. I am doing it. And let's pray. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Almighty Father.
Almighty Father.
I come to you in faith.
I come to you in faith.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
I am repenting.
I am repenting.
I am consecrated to you.
I'm consecrated to you.
Your will is that I will be born again.
Your will is that I will be born
again. I accept that will.
I accept that will.
Please wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Please wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Because I confess that I'm a sinner.
Because I confess that I'm a sinner.
Only Jesus can save me.
Only Jesus can save me.
Please write my name.
Please write my name
in the book of life.
In the book of life.
Because of this confession of faith.
Because
in Jesus Christ.
In Jesus Christ.
And please fill me.
And please fill me
with your sweet Holy Spirit.
With your sweet Holy Spirit.
And make me born again.
And make me born again.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus Christ.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed. You're all right.